أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته الجوار في البحر كالأعلام. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained some great signs of His Qudrat. Further, Allah explains more great signs of His Qudrat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَرْإِكُ اسْكِ نِشَانِهِ. And one of the great signs of Allah Ta'ala, الْجَوَارِ فِي الْبَحْرِ كَالْعَالَامِ, کہ جہاز چلتے ہیں دریا میں جیسے پہار. That the ships move in the water like there are mountains that are moving, big ships that move like mountains are moving on the water. And the fact that if you throw one stone in the water, it sinks down, it doesn't stay on top. And this whole big ship with all its weight and with all its goods and passengers, but how it floats on top of the water, this is also only the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And this is one of the many cases where man has got no share in that. Allah Ta'ala had ordered Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to build the ship, and Allah Ta'ala said, by my instructions and under my supervision, bi wahyina wa bi a'yunina, we will give the instructions of how the ship must be built, and we will supervise the building of the ship. And such an impossible thing we see with our eyes happening all the time, that how the ships are floating on the water. Otherwise it's impossible for a little small stone also to float on the water. This is all the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and which we should take note of and thereby recognize Allah and understand His great Qudrat. إِنْ يَشَأْ يُسْكِنِ الرِّيَحَ, اگر چاہے تھام دے ہوا کو. And if Allah Ta'ala wishes, He can stop the wind. فَيَسْلَلْنَ رَوَاكِدَ عَلَى ذَحْرِ, پھر رہے سارے دن ٹھہرے ہوئے اس کے پیٹ پر. And then the whole day they will be just stopped at one place. Especially in the days of before and today also, boats that sail with the sails, and they are dependent fully on the wind. And the other boats today, and in fact not only boats which have engines and which propel them with the power of the engines, but even aeroplanes, they are greatly dependent on the wind. And for example, when there is no wind and air pocket, the aeroplane drops down from that place. So that today, even if engines are used and propel the power of the ship and even of the aeroplane, but they are still greatly in need of the wind which Allah Ta'ala has made. So if there isn't this wind, then the ship will just stand on its place. It is by the wind that Allah Ta'ala makes this huge ship like a mountain move from its place to place. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ, مقرر اس بات میں پتے ہیں ہر قائم رہنے والے کو جو احسان مانے. And yeah, undoubtedly great, great signs for those people who are steadfast, who remain on the iman. They see great signs in here. And also those people who have learned to appreciate, to acknowledge and appreciate. Otherwise, the person sees all these things but is blind. He just sees the outward thing. He doesn't realize the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. How many things are not there like that we have? For example, even our motor cars that we enjoy, that the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. Until the person's heart is not opened, heart surgery, spiritual heart surgery is not done on that heart, and that heart hasn't learned to acknowledge and hasn't learned to appreciate, we will even in our houses have so much of enjoyment, but we will never even say one Jazakallah to the wife, because the heart has not been opened up. And there is no appreciation. People do favors for us, so many. And in fact, like we come to the masjid also, we see other people. When the eyes of the heart are closed, and in fact when they are wrong, then we just see the faults in everyone. And if the eyes of the heart are open, we'll see good in everyone. Everyone has good. But this is a necessity that we have to go through this treatment, that our hearts can be corrected and our eyes can be corrected. Then we'll acknowledge Allah. We will see Allah. We'll see our wife. We'll see the goodness in her. And we'll see people wherever. We'll see goodness in them. Otherwise, a person is just fault-finding all the time. But everyone, he finds fault. As if he is perfect, and only he is a big farishta, and with everyone else he finds fault. Oh, yubiqhunna bima kasabu wa ya'fu an kathir. Ya tabah kar de unko basabab unki kamai ke, aur maaf bhi kare bahoto ko. At the same subject matter of above, Allah refers to again that Allah Ta'ala, if He wants to, then He will destroy people on account of what they have accumulated. On account of their sins, what they have done, Allah has the full right to destroy a person. As we are sitting, how many sins of the eyes we have committed, and how many of us even made tawbah from those sins. And in that case, Allah has the full right to destroy our eyes. With our minds, what terrible things haven't we thought, and we hardly ever make tawbah of those sins of ours. Allah can let us become mentally dearranged and become mad people. Our legs can be destroyed, our backs can be destroyed, but Allah has that power. But Allah forgives in great, great amount. And instead of appreciating, we abuse, and we don't even acknowledge the forgiveness of Allah. That we are living is only the kindness and forgiveness of Allah. Otherwise, we have accumulated more than mountains and mountains of causes of our total destruction in this world already. But that also we don't acknowledge, and we are not thankful to Allah, and we do not appreciate. وَيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا. اور تاکہ جان لے وہ لوگ جو جگرتے ہیں ہماری قدرتوں میں. And Allah says, all this we have also done so that we can recognize and show to the people those who dispute in our ayat. If there wasn't this whole display of the world and the worldly life and all what people are doing, everyone should say, if I had gone into the world, I should have done this. I should have never disobeyed Allah. Allah gave us the opportunity and played out the whole system of the world and everyone what his actions are. Those who do not only disbelieve, do not acknowledge, do not appreciate, but we in fact go against the commands of Allah. Openly and vehemently, they go against the commands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is fully aware of all those people, and they have no place. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيسِ. Unke liye bhaagne ki koi jagah nahi. They won't be able to escape from the clutches of Allah in any way. They won't be able to get away. فَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنْ شَيْنْ فَمَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So jo kuch mila hai tumko, کوئی چیز ہو سو وہ برت لینا ہے دنیا کی زندگانی میں. And what you have been given of this world is just to benefit from temporarily. Our worldly life is not something to boast about. It's not something to depend and rely upon. It is something just to use for a while. Like a person flies by an aeroplane, he needs his boarding pass. He just needs it in order to board the plane. After that boarding pass is nothing. Just like that, this dunya is just to pass our life here in this world. After that, this dunya is nothing whatsoever. It's no use keeping it all in records and storing it up and filing it. It's of no use whatsoever. Just like the dunya is just to use in order to make our akhirat. It is not something to depend on, to live on, to boast about, and to think that I'm somebody great, that I've got so much of dunya. فَمَا أُوْتِيْتُ مِنْ شَيْنْ فَمَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So جو کچھ ملا ہے تم کو کوئی چیز ہو سو وہ برت لینا ہے دنیا کی زندگی میں. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. اور جو کچھ اللہ کی یہاں ہے بہتر ہے اور باقی رہنے والا. And whatever is by Allah, that is the akhirat, that is much much more superior in quality also, in quantity, and it is forever and ever. In quality also it is much more superior. In other words, don't depend on this dunya. Your dunya has been given to prepare your akhirat, Keep your akhirah in mind. And who will learn this lesson also? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. It is for those people who have brought iman. And not just the words of iman, but they really believe in akhirat and they have knowledge of what akhirat is. These are those people who won't depend and boast and think this dunya to be something great. And those people who trust upon Allah. And whose trust is on dunya, they will just go for dunya all the time. So in these beautiful ayat, Allah has showed His great qudrat, and then Allah has made it manifest and clear for us that we shouldn't live for this dunya, we should live for akhirat. Dunya we must use to prepare our akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.